Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Mosquitoes are annoying. What is more, they carry and infect humans with infectious diseases, dengue, malaria, Zika, and the like. Humans would be infinitely better off if all the mosquitoes were wiped out. We've agreed on that and have been trying to do that for 100 years or more. Now, at last, high technology has arrived to save us from this evil. But remember what the good book said. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. Well, a commercial company in Brazil, no doubt awash in grant money and dizzy with prospects for future profits, genetically altered a strain of mosquitoes with a gene they said would kill the mosquito's offspring immediately after hatching. Released into the wild to breed with the pesky, disease-laden, evil mosquitoes, the genetically mutilated insects would cause the mosquito population to plummet and cases of Zika and dengue to virtually disappear. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know what the good book said. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So for over 2 years, the good company released 450,000 of the good mosquitoes every week for 2 years into the environs of the city of Jacobina in Brazil. For a time, everything went according to the godlike plan, and the estimated population of evil mosquitoes in Jacobina declined sharply. Then things stopped going according to the human plan. After 18 months, the mosquito population came roaring back, and now included a vigorous hybrid strain that did not die in infancy as was planned, and that was apparently immune to the blandishments of the good mosquitoes, had increased resistance to more traditional means of mosquito control than the evil mosquitoes, and is now on its way to outnumbering them all. And the Lord God said, The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. So humans were ejected, or more accurately, ejected themselves from the permaculture forest garden in which they arose, and took unto themselves the knowledge of good and evil, what should live because it's useful, and what should be wiped out because it's annoying. They took on the power of gods without having any of the ability of gods, and they put their hands on the tree of life itself, and for 10,000 years, since the advent of agriculture and the story of the fall, they've been screwing it up. Humans who know what they want have inflicted on the world industrial agriculture, the oil industry, the car culture, smog, tainted water, and a planet that is simultaneously on fire and underwater. Undeterred by endless failures, the engineers of life everlasting are reaching now for the unbelievably complex genetic source codes of life itself and are saying to each other, Hold my beer, I got this. The accidental creation of the plague of teenage mutant ninja mosquitoes in Brazil is just the latest example of unjustified scientific hubris. One of the mosquito engineers, Jeffrey Powell of Yale University, after the whole thing blew up in their faces, made one of the classic understatements of all time. It is the unanticipated outcome that is concerning. We are experiencing a new kind of fall in which we're not ejected from the garden. We destroy it, and we get to stay. The people who get through this one are not going to be the genetic engineers and the artificial intelligence geeks. They're going to be the ones who, right now, are practicing permaculture and growing food forests and rediscovering what it was to live in Eden.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.